Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So ESPN Talking Heads came to the rescue of Lamar Jackson, to the defense of him, saying that teammates have let him down each of the past 3 years.
Who was it, Mina Kimes? Because she's always defending him.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying for good, because there's so many people take shots at him.
I mean, you think about it, the AFC Championship game, let him on a drive, fumbled at the end zone, in the end zone. Divisional game last year, let him on a drive, money drive in Buffalo, dropped the two-point conversion. This year, let him on drive where he threw touchdowns of 50-plus yards twice in the fourth quarter.
Well, how about the...
missed the field goal.
How about the Steelers game? Let him on a drive through a touchdown pass to Isaiah Likely that they still told us wasn't a touchdown pass.
Right, right.
Had a fumble through the end zone multiple times, not just in the playoffs. We had Likely do it as well. How about Likely against the Chiefs? Game-winning touchdown. Ooh, his toe is touching the white. And again, some of those things happen and you go, yeah, that's football. But it just feels like bad things tend to happen to this team.
Yeah. A lot of football happens with them. And, you know, they were basically saying, you know, you can't put these losses on Lamar. You can't. And people don't want to hear that. You know, people don't want to hear that. But I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Yeah.
He drove you downfield twice. Even after the Pittsburgh Steelers take the lead, he drives you downfield again. Fourth down, complete the pass to Isaiah Likely. Great catch by Likely. And then you line up for what is, for all intents and purposes, a chip shot field goal. And you miss a 44-yarder that never had a chance.
Wouldn't have been close.
I mean, when he kicked it, I'm like, that's not going to make it.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to like hit the crossbars. It wasn't going to make it ever.
Well, By the way, did it seem like that ball hung up in the air forever? I'm like, why? Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? You just watched the whole season get flushed.
I will never get that image of Derrick Henry's disappointment out of my mind.
Did he miss it?
He was just... his jaw literally dropped.
Yeah.
He's just staring, eyes wide open, jaw dropped. Like,
you know why? Because high schoolers make a 44-yard field goal.
Absolutely they do.
Yeah. High school. Colin Bonner played high school football at Mount Carmel. I remember him hitting a 40-plus-yard field goal. This kid was a soccer player. Yeah. Never played football. They brought him up to kick field goals, and he hit one of over 40 yards.
When I was working with Scott, we did the Cody Parkey challenge. I don't know if you remember. The Bears had all their issues with kickers,
right.
And he missed a 38-yard field goal.
I remember this. Yes.
I went out in jeans up here,
and
look, I did it on my sixth try, but I kicked a field goal from 38 yards or 40 yards.
You did it on your sixth try?
Yes.
Something you don't do.
No, I've never kicked a field goal.
That's the point.
Look, it's extremely difficult. Don't get me wrong.
It ain't if that's what you do all the time.
Well,
it's not. If that's what you do all the time, Jeremy, it's not difficult. It's difficult for us because we don't do it. But if that's what you do and that's your job, That's not 44 yarder is not difficult.
But here, like, again, understanding it, like, Steph Curry's one of the best free throw shooters we've ever seen in our life. He still misses free throws.
Right.
You know, like, and
it happens. That's, yeah.
It's just, it's part of the game, and nobody wants to hear the kicker go, yeah, it just sucks. I'm so sorry to everyone mm-hmm. that I screwed this up. He tried to explain it, but even explaining it makes it sound like you're making excuses.
Yeah.
I wish Chris Boswell was the one getting death threats. No, I'm kidding. Like, here's the funny thing.
For the extra point, yeah.
Yeah, beating up Ravens fans for going after him or fan, like gamblers or whoever it was telling him he should die and he's not safe and all this other BS. That would have easily been Boswell had he made the field goal. It's not like mm-hmm. it's just one specific fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, some people out there are just, they're poison. That's all they are.
They're just
nasty
people.
Ass people.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, do you agree that the Ravens, his teammates, has let number 8 down each of the last three years?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, for sure, because there were mistakes made, drop passes, you know, missed field goals, things like this, you know. But they're just as much a part of the game as some of the things he's done. He's made mistakes, too, and it's just, I hate to say anyone to let somebody down, because in the course of a 60-minute game, there's so many things that should have happened right, and they don't.
So my buddy Keith's listening, and I'm getting ready to beat you up over the air, Keith. He said he didn't drive down the field. He threw bombs to wide-open receivers in the blown coverages. Wasn't he about to be sacked on one of those and worked his way out?
About. He was in the grasp.
How is that not him making something happen?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, was it Linderbaum who said, I let a nose tackle go by me, and he made a play. Linderbaum said that after the game. You can read it. What's your friend's name?
Keith.
Keith, read it. Linderbaum said it. He made a tremendous play when Linderbaum completely whiffed on the nose tackle.
Keith's a Commanders fan, so he had a disappointing season, too. You got your Marcus Mariota jersey yet?
Jeremy, do you think Lamar's teammates let him down each of the last 3 years?
Yes, but I don't know. It's a whole thing of who gets the lion's share of the blame. I feel like he's let himself down. I feel like his teammates have. If you're asking me to give more of the blame to someone, it's not going to Lamar. It's either going to the teammates or coaching. Like, and people have said, if you're Lamar out there, can you change? You can't put Derrick Henry on the field if he's not on the field, but can you change the play to a running play? Of course you can. And I still don't understand. If you're ever going to run play action pass, why wouldn't you want Derrick Henry on the field?
I agree. That's the biggest threat out there to run the football. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So you're saying that if you put most of the blame on someone, it's not Lamar Jackson. So
I don't think so.
Is it the players or is it the coach? Coaches.
I'm saying this because we're here in this amount of time looking at it. Like, I blame the coaches so much for what we've seen in the postseason because they're the ones that got away from the running game. They're the ones that forget that, hey, we had the number one run offense in football for the past however many years. Why don't we throw the football on every down?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't. How does that happen? How do you keep forgetting what you have there? And even this past game, there were some people that tried to go after him for Derrick Henry only getting 5 carries. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't have the ball.
And I agree with you guys. It's more of game flow.
Right.
But Lamar had the amazing second half. Derrick Henry had the amazing first half. The defense really let him down, but it was key. When Kyle Hamilton got hurt, they went from giving up 3.9 yards per play to 6 yards per play.
Yeah, remember I used to say Greg Roman doesn't want Lamar Jackson to check out a play. That's why he waits so long to send the play in.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think maybe they don't want Lamar Jackson to check out a passing play, therefore they take Derrick Henry out of the game? Why? What is my motivation from checking from running the pass if Derrick Henry's on the sidelines?
Right.
You know?
No option.
It kind of makes you wonder, well, are they kind of leading him to this decision to make? But you know, you don't want to check out a run play, out of the pass play. We're not going to give you your best runner.
But make no mistake about it, though. Lamar does deserve some of the blame.
He does.
For what's going on.
Always.
I just don't think it's the lion's share.
That's why I said what I said, because it's not one thing. This is not Tyler Loop's fault. I mean, there's so many things happened during that game.
It's
soul crushing what happened, and he should have made the kick. But however, again, to me, coaching decision sometimes. You know, this kid was not good in warmups. He can't seem to keep the ball in bounds on kickoffs.
Go for the end zone.
He's not been consistent. Either go for the end zone, give it to Henry again. He could break off full 5 yards to get him close to psychologically. He's within the 40 now, or he could break one for 38 yards to go into the end zone. You
he
never
could
know.
Break
with
one for 6-7 yards, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I think the panel, pretty much for the most part, they weren't talking about over the course of 17 games. I got you. They were talking about on. Please do. Please do. Right in the juggler.
I could kill him with this pen.
Right in the juggler. They were talking about, for the most part, on season-ending situations. Like 2 years ago, the AFC Championship game. Last year, this year. It was more like season-ending situations. Not so much over the course of 17 games.
Do you understand? Well, I would say, do you understand? Like, for people listening out there, we bitched about them forgetting about running the football in the postseason, right? And even in some regular season games. And then they got Derrick Henry. And we all looked at each other and said, well, now they can't forget about him. And they did.
They forgot about him.
Quite a few times. Not just once. It happened multiple times this year. Multiple. Which is why I don't understand why we're talking about the coaching staff and should any of them go? Should it just be Todd Monken? Are you serious? Did you guys watch this?
Yeah. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Ravens situation, their season has ended in bad, bad situations over the last 3 years. Fumbles, missed passes, missed field goals. Have the Ravens players let Lamar down? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Lamar Jackson played good enough football to win that football game yesterday. And they were in that game because of him as well, too. So to see it unfold was something that is heartbreaking, to say the least.
The thing that's upsetting about this entire season with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar's entire career is they've built this team around Lamar Jackson being Superman instead of helping him not have to be sometimes.
Right.
Like, how can this team win if he's just Clark Kent? How can this team win if he can't strike fear into defenses with what he can do with his legs because his knee is banged up or because his hamstring's tight or because his back isn't what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's first Cam Newton, then Ryan Clark from First Take on ESPN. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Has the Raven team, the players, the team itself, let Lamar down over the past 3 years? Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Ron. Hey. Hey, look, hold up, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let me get this in real fast. Look. Hey, Ron. If Steve Bisciotti don't remove this guy, Ron, and I know y'all guys might not agree, I don't think Steve Bisciotti want to win, Ron. I'm serious. Hey, Ron, let me just say this real fast. Well, I know the new year, but it's still me, right? If a Steve Bisciotti do not replace this guy, and the reason why I'm saying this, Jeremy, let's just be real serious for a minute, right? If we won in 2012 with those tight players we had, right, we ain't got to go do all that with who we had, right, Ron? Because they call it pass test, right? Ron, we talk about a 13-year drought, right? And I hear a lot of people saying that this guy can get a job somewhere. Please, other than the fact that the Raiders do win, but when you talk about John Harper having his DNA on something, I don't see where his DNA is that pure as far as coaching and making decisions at the right time and having this much talent and coming up short for 13 years straight. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, Rob, yes. The reason why I say that, but let me one more thing, Rob. one AFC championship game in 13 years, and we lost at home on top of all this other crap. So my question to you, real fast, what is it going to take? What? Okay, no, hold up. Why?
No, you got to hurry up. We got callers, Bob. What's the question?
I'm saying too.
It's just going.
Why it's so hard to replace them?
I don't know. It's not hard to replace them, but that's the question for the owner. I mean, that's. I think his overall successful, not winning the Super Bowl recently, is a problem. But you got to make sure the next person comes in and going to get you there. Let's go to Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
Hey man, good morning. How you guys doing, man?
Doing well, how are you?
Yeah. In response to you guys' question, man, I mean, Lamar, he's not absolved from the criticism, but man, the teammates have let him down, man. Teammates and coaching, man. And that guy was outstanding on Sunday. He's been outstanding for the last 3 years. And big moments, driving him down the field, only for coaching to let him down and the players let him down. 2019, and off the wheels fell off when Mark Andrews dropped the pass. They started doing something different. 2023, they don't run the ball. Last year, Andrews dropped again. This year, the loop thing, man. When is it going to, man? Todd Monken is the least of my worries. If they had to keep a coach, I'd keep him, the only one. But Harbaugh's got to go, man.
And again, I'm not saying the public's always right on this, but how is it that there's so many people calling in saying the same thing that we've said with when we heard Todd Monken might be the odd man out? It's like, that guy was the problem?
Yeah.
He was the problem for most of the year?
No, he was not.
And again, if he got away from running the football, then yeah, okay, I'm listening to you. But in the end, if they only had someone that could overrule an offensive coordinator on this team, I don't know who could do it.
Let's go to Falston to get Lauren. What's up, Lauren?
Hello. In the Festivus season, the airing of grievances, I'd like to address the Harbaugh situation. It's always the buck stops here, but it never stops with him. They have replaced all of the coaches around him, and he never takes accountability for the play calls of the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator. He just never takes accountability. And I think that he feels too safe and secure in his role. And it's a huge letdown, especially when he insults the fans. Like when he was saying the fans at the end of the bar or whatever. Like, I invest a ton of money in this team. Like, I'm a season ticket holder. I buy all the merch, everything like that. To have a coach not produce results and to say those kind of insulting things is just honestly disheartening.
You know what that is, though. That's self-preservation.
That is.
And to come out at the beginning of the year and say, it's not Super Bowl or bust. Anybody that says that's never won anything. No, I think the people that say that have won something because they know what it means. When you have, I was reading in the YouTube chat, somebody's like, why do you guys keep saying they have more talent than anyone? If you look at the talent on this team, look how many Pro Bowlers are going year after year.
They have, what, six Pro Bowlers this year?
On this crappy-ass team.
Yeah. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man, if Bashadi don't get rid of Harbaugh, I'm going to start looking at him the same way I look at Jerry Jones, man. Remember Jerry Jones kept Jason Garrett around for like five seasons in a row and them going like 8-8, you know, and having losing records.
I get the comparison, but Jerry Jones is loyal to himself. Bashadi would be guilty of being loyal to someone else. That's the difference. Bashadi is not making football decisions other than his head coach.
Right. I understand that. And listen, the kicker thing, man, we got to get a reliable kicker. Ever since, we've been in Baltimore, we had not good kickers, but great kickers from Matt Stover to Justin Tucker. So I know they don't, value the special teams. Like, they don't want to spend draft picks or money on it, but go out and trade for the best kicker in the league right now, man. So I know they don't want to give up a third-round pick or a second-round pick, but the guy out there in Dallas, Brandon Aubrey, man, go get him, man. You can't,
Hey, how about we do this? How about we just trade the whole roster and just
get the Cowboys,
that way, since you lose the Cowboys anyway. Cool C and Timonium. What's up, Cool C?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that question about Lamar without a but. The answer is yes. They have failed him. You know, the bar is raised so high for Lamar Jackson. In this city, they expect him to throw a touchdown pass or run for one on every single possession. He's not allowed to make a mistake. You know who's got the most turnovers the last 5 years in the NFL? What quarterback? The most turnovers. Coming into the season, he's got a ton this year. Josh Allen with 84 coming into this year. You don't hear a word about it. And I'm not criticizing Josh Allen. He's phenomenal. But he's allowed to make mistakes. Lamar's not allowed to make mistakes, okay, because he's raised the bar too high, because that's how fantastic he is. But, yes, they have let him down. He can't – what? Because he threw that pass to Bateman last year, Bateman broke the route down against Buffalo. And he took you down in a snowstorm, 88 yards, with neither – he didn't have Zay Flowers or Bateman on the field. They were both hurt. He was playing with backups and took you down to score, and Andrews drops the ball. I'm not blaming Andrews. It happens. And you know what I'll take every single week? I'll take a 44-yard field goal in every single game of the year with 2 seconds to go. If you tell me that's what's going to happen, I'll take it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Cool C. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Real quick, man. Hey, Rashawn, I agree with you, bro. I mean, Bateman did want to go to Dallas last year. Let's trade him for a kicker, because every time I ask everybody they want Bateman, they said, man, I don't want him for a wet, dirty mop or whatever they said. But, yeah, man, I agree, though, man. It's time for Harbaugh to go, because I look at it like this, right? Like Shiloh said, only one championship,
real quick,
right?
Oh, okay.
That's how I talk, though. My fault. I was just trying to.
No, man, you sound like Charlo said. I said real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad. Hey, Rob. Real quick, Harbaugh just got to go, man. And I feel like the fans, and I understand what the fans saying. They pay their money, and they do. I'm going to be real with y'all. The Ravens do not care about that, all right? I go to road games, pay my own money. They don't care. And then when you talk bad about them, it's like they, you know, like, but. It's time for a change, man. And I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm letting y'all know. Anybody out the castle right now, if y'all fire Tom Muckin, I'm crashing out. I'm letting y'all know that, because Tom Muckin ain't do nothing.
He did nothing. Hello? I see. That's not the guy that needs to go. Thanks a lot, Trippy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a click-tastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie.
One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.